From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. The State Department's worried Russia may be supplying Syria with helicopters the military could be using in its offensive against the Syrian opposition. U.S. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton said during remarks at the Brookings Institution in Washington that the U.S. is demanding the Russians stop their arms shipments to Syria.
They have, from time to time, said that we shouldn't worry, everything they're shipping is unrelated to their actions internally. That's patently untrue.
This is new reports of shelling emerges from several Syrian cities today. The violence includes an attack on a UN monitoring team, which was attacked by angry mobs as it unsuccessfully attempted to get into the rebel-held town of Hafa. Also today, the UN is out with a report that accuses the Syrian government of using children as human shields. However, President Bashar al-Assad maintains the uprising is the work of foreign elements trying to destabilize his country. The head of the International Monetary Fund, Christine Lagarde, is pressing European policymakers to take decisive steps to deal with the region's financial crisis. She was speaking at the Center for Global Development in Washington. NPR's Craig Windham reports Lagarde says time is running short for solving Europe's problems.
Lagarde says what is needed is a strategy that's good for stability and growth, a strategy that must start with advanced economies, especially in Europe. In an interview on CNN, Lagarde said the Eurozone has just a few months left to deal with its financial crisis.
Various things need to happen shortly, more shortly than 3 months, I would say.
Lagarde says the Eurozone is being improved and strengthened, but the changes are coming too slowly for financial markets. She called for a steady reduction of debt loads in European nations, which she says can be accomplished without harsh austerity measures. Craig Windham, NPR News, Washington.
The Department of Justice and Florida are headed for a legal showdown. NPR's Pam Fessler reports it's over the state's decision to purge voter registration rolls of non-citizens.
Florida says it believes that there are potentially thousands of non-citizens on its rolls and that some have illegally cast ballots. But in a letter to Florida Secretary of State Ken Detzner, a top DOJ official says the way the state's going about the purge appears to be illegal and that the department's preparing to file a suit in federal court. Opponents of Florida's efforts say that many legal voters have been targeted and that it's too close to the August 14th primary to start removing anyone from the rolls. Florida officials say they're trying to protect the integrity of the election system. Pam Fessler, NPR News, Washington.
Catherine Gregg, longtime girlfriend of Boston mobster Whitey Bulger, is sentenced to 8 years in prison. She's accused of helping Bulger elude capture for 16 years. You're listening to NPR News. A large fire in northern Colorado continues to burn out of control. The nearly 68-square-mile fire has claimed the life of at least one person. It's destroyed more than 100 structures. As Nathan Heffel from Everstation KUNC tells us, a third of the nation's firefighting air support is flying over the Colorado blaze.
Hundreds of firefighters from around the country are battling the High Park fire burning west of Fort Collins in Larimer County, 70 miles north of Denver. John Schultz with the Larimer County Sheriff's Office says over 20 tankers, helicopters, and support planes are working the fire with more on standby. He says the aircraft flying over the blaze create containment lines and don't actually extinguish the fire.
We're not going to get the fire out by the aircraft, but only by ground crews, and so we're really concentrating on making sure that the air resources are used to reinforce and to benefit what the ground crews are doing.
The U.S. Forest Service has been struggling to maintain the size of their national air tanker fleet and has recently called up additional planes for temporary use, including a DC-10, which is on its way to Phoenix. For NPR, I'm Nathan Heffel in Greeley, Colorado.
The Secretary of Commerce has taken a medical leave of absence while he is investigated for two car crashes over the weekend in the Los Angeles area. John Bryson's office said he had suffered a seizure connected to the accidents. Bryson was found unconscious in his car at the site of the second crash. He stayed overnight at a hospital before he returned to Washington. We're seeing gains in U.S. stocks so far. Dow Jones Industrial Average up 122 points, nearly 1% at 12,533. NASDAQ gaining 23, it's a 28.32. And the S&P 500 also up 10 points at 1319. This is NPR.